This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war! Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I want to go to Crystal, William, Chris, JD, and everybody. Right now, Charles in North Dakota says he's a state delegate. He wants to comment on Curly Hewlin, or Holland, however you pronounce it, who is on the Republican Rules Committee. And there's a bunch of committees, but there's 29 on that committee. We found that number. So it's these 29 people. They, whoever appointed them, whoever they were bought and paid for, whoever on the RNC, I guess the main RNC appoints them, the main committee, then they decide who votes in America. So I guess they should be running for office then, and that would be voting. I guess they just kind of elect themselves. There shall be an executive committee of the Republican National Committee to consist of 29 ringwraiths. I mean, officers and members of the Republican National Committee, the chairman, the co-chairman, the vice chairman, and the secretary. And, of course, he is the chairman. I'm going from memory there. So there you go. Look it up for yourself. Rule number 6. Execute order number 66. To court to quote Emperor Palpatine. Imagine courting Emperor Palpatine. I've always had a crush on Emperor Palpatine. I'm not always gay, but when I am, I like Emperor Palpatine. That'll be in the New York Times. You know, that's a joke. Now I'm covering up. See, I'm going off into comedy. I apologize. Charles in North Dakota, you're on the air. Welcome.
What's happening, Alex?
Well, I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I drink Dos Equis. Go ahead.
Well, hey, longtime listener, just wanted to comment on Curly. And well, I'm a delegate here in the state, and I'm actually from Mount Pleasant, Texas, where I'm from, not far down the street from where you're
from.
Wow,
so you're in the state and you're a state delegate. What do you think of Curly, the lordship, saying that he'll decide who gets to be president?
Well, I'm disgusted by what he said, actually. And, you know, when the convention comes around, I'm going to actually personally go and ask him, you know, what the heck he was talking about, because I actually talked to a couple of delegates yesterday who said that Curly actually doesn't stand on that position as far as, you know, that he supports that. Now, I don't know him personally, so I don't know if that's for sure, but I will say this, his choice of words and the way that he chose to come off, you know.
I agree. He is not a scumbag if he said that he was wrong or was taken out of context or whatever. But the issue is he should come out and say it's wrong. We're forcing a debate by the delegates and superdelegates right now, or managing delegates in the Republican Party, so that they know it's not going to be put up with. I think the answer is put pressure on these people.
Right. And I was, you know, like, that's the thing I said to them is when they because I was very angry about it, and said, you know, this is, they're stealing this from us. They're taking the election from us. And for someone to come out and be so brazen and act like, hey, it's cool to, you know, that the people don't have a choice here. It's up to the party to choose this. I said, if he doesn't stand for that, well, then he should have stood up and said that, have the fortitude to get up and say, hey, I don't believe in the way that should be. Instead, he let them run this around. And here, I mean, I would imagine today he's, you know, sick because.
He may not get to stay on the committee if he criticizes it. See how that works?
Exactly. And another thing, I want to put this out there. When I came up here, I've been living here 6 years. I'm from Texas. I've been living here in North Dakota for 6 years. I had to find out to become a delegate here. It's not a free election. Let me explain this to you. When I had to come up here to go vote, I thought, well, hey, you know, we'll just go vote. It's a, you know, primary, yada, yada, yada. Well, no, that's not the way it is. You have to be approved by your district chair, okay, first, before you pay $122 for your seat to become a delegate just so you can go vote. And those seats are, I mean, they're far and few and in between to be able to get, and I was lucky.
And that's only one level of the RNC and DNC gatekeepers as you go up.
Right. It's ridiculous. I mean, they when I was told, too, by the head of my district chair, he said they're going to pick 20 delegates, from here to go to the national convention.
And are you currently one of those delegates that's been picked, or are you one of the general delegates?
No, I'm just going to be a general delegate. I think what I was explaining is the people who are going to be picked to go to that are going to be like the governor. You know, people that are basically super delegates.
People they know are absolutely going to do their job. See, but we're not evil like they are. What if we had sleeper cell people that lied and said they'd steal it, but didn't at the time?
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival test is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. Roger Stone, the consummate Trump insider, the Vice Trumpian, joins us. We've got loaded phone calls with people that want to talk about what they think of the mainstream media saying they're going to steal the nomination from Trump, something we warned you of 6-7 months ago. Now it's in the Washington Post. Now it's everywhere. They're admitting it. They've got members of the RNC Rules Committee on CNBC, on Fox, going, listen, media, stop lying. It's always been this way. Your popular vote doesn't matter. And then the host on CNBC says, well, then why do we even have primaries? And he says, good point. Good point. We played that four times already. Curly Holland. I mean, that is just crazy to see this type of behavior from these people. So they've got to mainline it now. They've got to just legitimize it. It's like NAMBLA, you know, is trying to legitimize child molestation. They just want to legitimize stealing elections in front of everyone. It rises to that level of absurdity and surrealism. It's worse than any grand falloon thought of in the great mind of Kurt Vonnegut. And it makes the head spin. But it's an elite so ingratiated with themselves, so arrogant, so disconnected. They've tried everything they can. All the demonization, all the lies about Trump, it hasn't worked. All of them ganging up, it blows up in their face. It's a referendum on the fact that they are universally hated. The Democrats are so pathetic that they stole it from Sanders in front of everybody, right through state after state. Their people have kind of submitted. Some of them want to support Trump, so they're doing this whole bait and switch where Hillary sends the Sanders foils in. Stone exposed that with us a week ago. Now it's been confirmed to be accurate. He first exposed all these secret meetings, and the Koch brothers coming out against them, the Rothschilds, the House of Saud, the British government, the Chinese Communist government, the Pope, the whole world. The Economist has come out and said, oh, no. And they got all these headlines about fascism and Trump and the Christian Science Monitor. The whole world is in fear of Donald Trump. Thank goodness that they're going to not let the popular vote stand. That's how you fight fascism. So we've now reached this incredible point. Now, I've just set the table here. He's always gotten more inside baseball for us. Always more breaking news. So we're going to recap what's happened, flesh out the latest secret meetings. His story that he offered us yesterday, he said he could be run many places, but he said he'd like to run it on InfoWars.com, is now on DrudgeReport.com. How the GOP elite plan to rob Donald Trump, a play-by-play. But a lot of you can't read while you're driving or things like that, so we're going to have spoken word here for you as we go through this and more with Roger Stone. Roger, thank you for coming on with us, and I like that hat.
Yeah, this hat, it was a gift from St. John Hunt, who, of course, is the son of the legendary CIA operative and later Watergate burglar. And the hat once belonged to E. Howard Hunt.
So. Who the Mission Impossible character is named after.
Yes, exactly. So I wear this as a homage to my friend St. John. You know, this article today that appears exclusively on Infowars.com and was picked up by Drudge and now, I believe, by Real Clear Politics is a blow-by-blow of exactly how the kingmakers and the Republican bosses plan to steal the nomination from Donald Trump despite the national will, despite the fact that he has historically run the table in the primaries and most of the caucuses. I've never seen anything like it since the hijacking of the Republican Party by the Eastern establishment in the 40s and in 1952. So to be very clear, they have a number of gambits here that they intend to use. Curley Holland, who is the Republican National Committee man from North Dakota, has inadvertently spilled the beans. They're going to try to unbind all of these delegates. So the argument, quite simply, is it doesn't matter how the people back in South Carolina voted or the people in New Hampshire voted. The delegates are all free agents. That way, those who are quislings, those who have been inserted into the delegations posing as Trump supporters can vote against Trump, and other Trump supporters can be pressured. They can be pressured by those who hold the mortgage to their homes or to their businesses or to whom they owe money. This is going to be a slugfest in Cleveland.
This is going to be a day long remembered, undoubtedly. I know you told me some of the inside baseball, but obviously Trump is concerned about this. I think the strategy is he needs to come out now that the public is aware of this. He don't want to sound like sour grapes before and say, listen, I'm the leader. They're openly bragging about stealing it. This is criminal. You can't just change rules, you know, to say child molestation is okay, and you can't change rules to steal the popular vote. I'm considering a lawsuit or something like that. I mean, I know you're advising him. What do you think of that advice?
Well, a lawsuit would have no force. The Republican National Convention is not governed by federal or state law. It's governed by its own rules. That's actually
I understand that there's got to be some pressure because it reaches the level of racketeering to say we're going to ignore your popular vote through false advertising, holding out that the election is about a popular vote.
Well, but the good news here, Alex, is Donald Trump is not in any way without cards. He has many cards. First of all, he has the option of challenging the seating of some delegates. The Texas delegation, in my opinion, could be challenged on the basis of widespread voter fraud that you here at InfoWars.com have helped us document. the entire Ohio result is flawed because that ballot setup was tainted. It was wired against Donald Trump. Now, the lawyers tell me that Trump, who was the only one withstanding, would have a very strong lawsuit. But instead of bringing a lawsuit, he can bring his case to the Credentials Committee or to the full convention if it's necessary. They're also, let's remember, as the candidate who is closest to 1237, the magic number that one needs on the first ballot, Donald Trump still has the vice presidential nomination to bestow on someone. And it could be anyone, anyone who controls a small but significant.
And that's how they forced in 1980 George Herbert Walker Bush in, but he could come back through the same door but bring a patriot in. Let's expand on that. Imagine Trump up there during the RNC with his speech saying, I have a majority, the vast majority, don't let them steal this. Delegates, let's stand up and restore the republic. People would go crazy. They'd be crying. They would revolt against the party leadership. It'd be the magic moment.
Well, plus, I don't rule out the fact that there is some other constitutionalist out there in the Republican Party who would be a good vice president and controls a small but significant group of delegates just through personal loyalty. So let's not assume that just because the bosses and the kingmakers want to steal this, that they are going to be successful. Trump has the most important power on his side, public opinion. And as Abraham Lincoln said, public opinion in this country is everything. The big steal is going to be very difficult for the bosses to carry out. It's interesting to me, and I predict again, George W. Bush's clan, particularly Jeb Bush, we'll be endorsing Ted Cruz shortly because Ted Cruz is a Bush family retainer. Ted Cruz isn't the constitutional conservative you think he is. He's a globalist. He's backed by Goldman Sachs. His wife and he are minor servants for the Bush family. She worked for Condoleezza Rice, getting us into the phony Iraq war. Then she went over and worked for Robert Zoellick, the U.S. Trade Representative, former president of the World Bank, former president of the Council on Foreign Relations.
And now the Federal Reserve's given money to him and Hillary, but none, zero, to Donald Trump. Another incredible endorsement.
Yeah, he's Dr. Evil. Look, if you ask me, Donald Trump has a long list of thank you notes that he has to write. He's got to send one to the Pope. He's got to send one to the Chinese government. He's got to send one to Vicente Fox. He's got to send one to Mitt Romney. Now he's got to send one to the Washington Post. All of these attacks are backfiring. All they're doing is winning votes for Donald Trump. And for the first time in my political experience, the massive negative advertising, the torrent, the drumbeat of negative advertising is having no effect. Voters are seeing it, and it's moving them towards Trump because they see it as dirty pool. They see it as an attempt to distract them. And then above all, of course, it's time for Trump to write a nice fat thank you letter to George Soros, because blaming Bernie Sanders supporters for the protests at Trump rallies is like blaming the communists for the Reichstag fire. This isn't a Bernie operation. This is Soros and David Brock and Jonathan Lewis and a Clinton operation. Poor Bernie. He's just an innocent bystander. These are protesters masquerading as Bernie Sanders supporters. But, Alex, here's the most stunning thing. Today, a poll shows one-third of Bernie Sanders supporters will not vote for Hillary Clinton. And those voters, I think, because they're against NAFTA, because they're against these international trade deals, I think they end up with Trump. And that is what scares the bejesus out of the Soros crowd.
This is incredible. I've never heard or seen anything like this in U.S. politics. We're live on the air right now. And I want you, though, because I want to take a clip of this, post it in the Drudge article that's linked, put it on Facebook, Twitter, make it go viral, and then I want to get to some other subjects after that. But I want to start over with you and have you just encapsulate how big it is that the Republicans are openly saying all this, why they're being so naked about it, were they attempting to soft sell it, has it backfired? So I'm just going to start back over and in just like 3-4 minutes try to encapsulate it all so I can send out kind of a super video to everybody. So let's do it right now live. Roger Stone, consummate Trump insider, former head of his campaign. You first warned 6-7 months ago on my show about the plan for a broker convention. Now they're in the Washington Post. Now they're on CNBC. Now they've got high-level Republicans on the RNC, on the Rules Committee, saying, yes, your popular vote is a quote, that we'll play it again in a moment, doesn't matter, and forget even having primaries. We're just going to decide who the nominee is. In fact, it may be Paul Ryan with zero delegates. Unprecedented. Roger Stone, you first warned of this. I know you've been talking to Trump recently. He's concerned. Explain this to us and where this is going and how we fight back against it.
Sure. The fact that Donald Trump may have 1,237 votes, a majority on the first ballot, is almost irrelevant to the kingmakers, to the party elites. Look, they're petrified. And here's why. Trump is uncontrollable to them. He's not susceptible to special interest pressure. He is not. He doesn't owe anybody. There's no chips that can be called on him. He's his own man. And the only people he owes at this point are the very voters who have propelled him to a commanding position in this contest. So they will pull out all the stops. They will try to unbind all delegates on the first ballot, as the North Dakota Republican National Committee man Curley Howard has already publicly proclaimed. Secondarily, they will try to throw out the delegates of any states where non-Republicans were allowed to vote, even if it is consistent with state law. So if independents and Democrats were allowed to vote and then they flooded the polls for Donald Trump, which, by the way, is a positive sign for the Republican Party, they will seek to throw those delegates out. Even in Texas today, even though Trump has won delegates, the Rick Perry, George P. Bush, Ted Cruz combine is refusing to fill those slots with actual Trump supporters. That way they would control those votes on any early procedural maneuvers. Remember, Trump is not without cards. He could knock out the entire Texas delegation on the basis of widespread voter fraud, which, by the way, is exactly how Eisenhower overturned the nomination of Robert Taft in 1952, by unseating the Texas delegates because the caucuses that had elected them were improperly conducted and Eisenhower voters were turned away.
That's right. And InfoWars was the tip of the spear exposing that. Now the state Board of Elections is saying there's major evidence of fraud. So is Ohio. Everything that you called through the organization that you've developed to monitor this fraud. Briefly, tell us about that.
Sure. Yeah, I'm working with the Trump Ballot Security Project. We are systematically building the case to take before the Credentials Committee to challenge the seating of various delegates currently pledged to Ted Cruz that we believe were fraudulently elected.
And by the way, you're not playing games. You helped Honcho, one of the top guys, the recount in Florida that was successful for Bush.
Yes, and that's between, unfortunately, me and my God. I will have to atone for that when I meet my maker. I was doing my party duty. And, Frank, in all honesty, until I researched my book on the murder of John Kennedy and the involvement of Lyndon Baines Johnson, although I disliked the Bushes for their lack of any ideology or philosophy, I never really realized how corrupt and evil they were.
Sure, and I wasn't bringing that up to zing you. I'm just saying you are a top guy that comes in during contested elections, and you're on the job, and there's massive evidence of it. Look at how they stole all those states from Bernie Sanders. That's the other wild card. How do Sanders people coming over to Trump, a lot of them say they will, how does that affect things?
Well, I actually think that's why these phony Trojan horse protesters are being sent to the Trump demonstrations. These are not Bernie Sanders supporters. They're people being given Bernie Sanders T-shirts. It's a false flag. The whole thing is a kabuki dance. And here's why. They understand, put aside Bernie's hard left supporters, because they will never vote for Trump. But those Sanders supporters who are economic supporters, who feel cheated by NAFTA and by TPP and by the globalist international trade deals that have sucked all the jobs out of America, they're afraid that those voters are going to end up with Trump, which is the logical place for them to go. So now they're trying to stigmatize Trump. He's a racist. He's a bigot. He's mentally unbalanced simply because he challenges the status quo, and he is the only nationalist running in this race in a field of globalism.
Well, he was against the Iraq war, the Libya, the Syria thing. He seems like one of the only sane people out there because he doesn't want to have war with Russia. Let's play this clip of one of the RNC Rules Committee heads. Just an incredible clip. This is going viral everywhere. Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com, StoneZone.com. If you want to see the full clip, we're going to play about 60 seconds of it. Simply amazing, where senior GOP official Curley Hoglund, quote, we choose the nominee, not the voters. And then she says, it's this Toto moment when the curtains pull back, so why even have primaries? And he goes, that's a good point. Why even vote? I mean, are we North Korea or are we the United States of America? Are we a republic or are we a oligarchy? I mean, the scales are coming off the eyes. Here's the clip, Roger.
I don't think that's the case once it's, it, you know, if it would just be understood. We have a problem with the media. Unfortunately, the cable networks are trying to determine our
outcome. I don't think this is a problem with the media. I've heard from a lot of voters who say if they feel like their votes got stolen, that they would be very unhappy and very angry. I think you're looking at a different situation. I realize these have been the rules, but the last time these rules were put in place was 1976. It's been a long time since then.
Yeah, they're still there. Yeah, that's a problem. The media has created the perception that the voters will decide the nomination, and that's the content, that's the conflict here.
We feel like we live in a democratic society. What you're telling me is it's not a democratic society, and your votes don't necessarily matter because it's a democratic representation, correct?
No, that's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that we're just one of the political parties. There's many political parties, but political parties choose their nominee, not the general public, contrary to popular belief.
Then why bother holding the primaries?
That's a very good question.
That's a very good question. So they've reached this magic moment where they're out in the open. They're trying to sell the idea that they can change rules and ignore the popular vote. The Democrats are doing it as well with Sanders. And the Republican leadership's obviously sided with the Democrats. They don't care if they blow the party up. That's all part of the plan. But will they be able to survive the public's anger? And will they be able to bully the superdelegates into going along with this, Mr. Schoen?
Well, look, it's not over till it's over. There's a substantial number of veterans of the Reagan 76 campaign, veterans of the Ron Paul wars, veterans even of the Goldwater campaign who are going to be rallying. Do not assume that Donald Trump will be outmaneuvered at this convention because we aren't going to let that happen. And Trump, as someone this close to the nomination, is not without cards or maneuvers. And he can outmaneuver the kingmakers. But what you just heard there was the arrogance of the ruling elite. What he doesn't seem to understand is the voters elect delegates who go to a party convention to select the nominee. The delegates, other than the superdelegates, are not selected by the party bosses. They are selected by the people. And they have every intention of abrogating the votes of the people to allow this decision to be made by a small ruling clique. Right now, somewhere, Mitt Romney is in the bullpen with his makeup on, ready for his emergence as the compromise candidate.
You called it before he started halfway getting in and then said he wouldn't. You've also talked about Paul Ryan, Boehner trying to draft him. Is there any truth to that?
Well, I think he's an acceptable option. Look, last week, as you probably saw, he announced that under no circumstances would he be a candidate. That tells me that he has every intention of being a candidate. That's how American politics works. In American politics, no always means yes. If you don't want to be vice president, if you want to be vice president, immediately announce that under no circumstances will you take the vice presidency. You saw that from John Kasich this week. P.S. He would take the vice presidency from Donald Trump tomorrow in a heartbeat. Personally, it's just my opinion. I don't think Trump is going to offer it to him. I don't think Trump wants him. I think Trump is very unsettled by his support for Common Core and his embrace of Obamacare.
Sure, that's another question. Let me ask you this.
And his support for NAFTA.
Who do you think Trump's looking at for VP?
There's no way of saying, other than to say, because he's a businessman, and I know how business people think, all options are on the table until he's ready to make a decision. He's going into a convention in which you have a number of people who would like to be vice president. I do think that he is going to pick somebody whose views are entirely consistent with his own.
What about Senator Sessions? That would help him in the South, but he's already got the South.
I think he's already strong in the South. I would hope that he would look for someone outside the realm of career politicians, someone who's a true leader, someone with stature, perhaps somebody with a military background.
Sure. What about the word of some people saying Cruz?
I don't see that happening. And here's why. Trump has totally lost any confidence in Ted Cruz's ability to tell the truth. Ted Cruz has campaigned up and down this country saying Donald Trump.
Sure, so that's not rhetoric from Trump when he says he can't stand Cruz.
Well, Cruz keeps saying Donald Trump supported Jimmy Carter. Alex, I ran the Reagan campaign in New York in 1980. Donald Trump and his father were the first finance committee members for Ronald Reagan. He got us our headquarters at a low rent at a building he didn't own, but a friend of his owned. He got our telephones put in on an expedited matter. He let us use his airplane.
You know what? Do five more minutes with us, because I want to talk about knowing Trump for 40 years, who he really is, for folks out there that want to hear it, other dirty tricks you think are coming, and other key breaking news that's about to take place from all your inside players. Roger Stone, stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average. I gotta be honest with you. I've been on air 21 years, been politically active for 25. I mean, my dad would take me to Ronald Reagan speeches when I was like 6 years old, but I've been active for 25 years, and I have never seen anything as surreal as what is going on right now. I mean, it's crazy to just have them on the news going, and in the Washington Post, yeah, we're not going to give him the nomination, even if he gets however many. It just doesn't matter. We're not going to do it. And it's where unstoppable hubris and arrogance and chutzpah and bravado meets the will of the people. It's the immovable object meets the unstoppable force. It's scary how arrogant these weirdos are and how hypocritical they are. So I want to ask Roger Stone, the consummate Trump insider, has he ever, in all the 9 campaigns inside the White House, you know, 3 or 4, seen anything like this, and why has it gotten to this point? Is it a sign of weakness in the political elite, or a sign of strength, or a sign of weakness and just delusion? Because the amount of people they're waking up now is truly unprecedented. And then after he leaves us, I appreciate folks that are patiently holding. We're going to go to everybody that's been holding, like Crystal and others, for quite a while. But Roger Stone is our guest on this whole subject. So Roger, specifically on that front, what do you think of this time we're in? What do you think of other stunts are they can pull? And then other big tidbits, because you've always got a lot of stuff cooking, a lot of what's next info. Everything you've told us for 6 months, a week later, a month later, exactly what you say comes out in the news. After the denials they do first, saying you're a liar and I'm a liar and Matt Drudge is a liar and Breitbart's a liar and, you know, you said the sun came up this morning, you're a liar. But you just continue to have the inside scoop on what's happening. So other key points, sir. Thanks for the time.
Well, Alex, I think what's happened here is the establishment has been caught asleep. In other words, I think they underestimated the rage in the country over 30 years of failed policies. And the American people have woken up to the fact that whether it is Bush or Clinton or Bush or Obama, everything remains the same. The country is in decline. The fiscal policies of the both parties have left us broke. The immigration policies of both parties have left our streets unsafe, our neighborhoods unsafe. The trade policies have left us without jobs. The foreign policy has been costly in terms of blood and treasure, but it's seemingly completely incoherent. Or we're trying to help our enemies and punish our friends. That's a possibility, too. And I think they completely underestimated the fact that the people are completely fed up and that Donald Trump has ended up as the manifestation of that. So early on, they laughed him off. He's not really going to run. This is just burnishing his brand. This is a publicity stunt. And then when he got in the race, they said he'll never reveal his finances. He'll never file the necessary legally required financial disclosures. Of course, he did those on time. It was Jeb Bush who had to keep filing for extensions because he had to hide all of his shady deals with Carlos Slim and the other shady business endeavors that made him a rich man. And then they said he's going to fall flat on his face in these debates. He's not a polished political performer. He's going to be terrible. And that'll be the end of him. Of course, he's pretty much dominated every debate and gone up after every debate in the polls. And then they said, well, he has a ceiling. So many people dislike him. He can never transcend that ceiling, which is only in the high 20s. Well, in some states, he's inched up, like in Missouri this week. He came this close to 50%. So they have underestimated him, just by the way, as the party regulars in the establishment underestimated Barry Goldwater. Now that we're in the final innings and he is this close to winning the nomination, what we have is hysteria. He's a Nazi. He's a bigot. He's a hater. He's fomenting violence. He's mentally unbalanced. He will push the nuclear button. It's all the same things they said falsely about Barry Goldwater and their lies now. There are those in the Republican Party who don't care whether these would ultimately hurt the party's general election nominee, because certain Republicans, almost all of whom wear a second hat as a lobbyist, they would rather have Hillary and Bill Clinton back in there, having a Republican Senate and a Republican House, because it's easy to play, let's make a deal with the Clintons. They're crony capitalists.
Sure. Let me bring up this wild card, and then we're going to let you go. This is from CNN. Conservative leaders gathered to plot against Donald Trump. Another meeting, this time to run a third-party candidate that's more conservative, obviously not to win, but to undercut, because they don't take votes from Hillary. I mean, they're openly plotting to give it to Hillary. I mean, these people are true scallywags in every sense. They have no honor, but they're so insulated in their own lawyer bubbles, like you said, caught asleep at the switch, that they still think they can steal this. And that brings me to my next question after this. It's a two-parter. The push for civil unrest by the left, Black Lives Matters, all that being activated, Trump saying civil unrest coming if they steal the election from him. Comment on those 2 points, sir.
Well, first of all, as I'm very proud to say that 3 years ago, I was deeply involved in the successful effort to get the Libertarian Party candidate Gary Johnson on the ballot in 48 states. And frankly, we qualified in 50. but we were screwed by political judicial decisions in Oklahoma and Michigan. He certainly qualified in every state. Wait until the bosses find how hard it is to get on the ballot in all 50 states as an independent, because there is no available party, and the libertarians are not going to nominate some non-libertarian. That's not going to happen. So I see that as an idle boast, as an exercise in futility. You're going to see these mass protests. They're going to try to make Cleveland this summer Chicago 1968. And by the way, the Chicago demonstrations against Humphrey redounded to the benefit of Richard Nixon. And frankly, they're going to overreach. If Donald Trump handles these demonstrations properly, they're going to help elect him, as have the attacks from the Chinese government, the Pope, the Mexicans, and all these other entities that have attacked Trump have only been jujitsued by Trump, and he has benefited from them. Look for more of that.
All right, Roger. Thank you so much for the time, and thank you for sending us the exclusive article. Obviously, folks can pick it up from InfoWars and carry it its entirety everywhere else. We just want to get the info out. That's why it's a good place to run stories is InfoWars.com, not just the big national and global reach, but the stories we run are for everybody else to run as well. We just want to try to save the country, just like Mr. Stone does, doing all this for free, basically. But he is selling two books. They're already bestsellers, Exposing the Bushes and the Clintons, the Bush crime family, and, of course, the crimes of the Clintons and all their sex garbage. That's available, both those books, at InfoWarsStore.com or at StoneZone.com. Roger, thank you so much.
Alex, always great to be with you. Keep in the struggle.
I will, sir. Wow. So learn what's happening next week today with Roger Stone. And that's what InfoWars is all about. Okay, folks have been holding long enough. Charles and Crystal and William and Chris and JD, I'm going to go to you. That's all I'll have time for in this hour with calls and news. Then Rob News coming up in the fourth hour with a ton of breaking news, special reports, you name it. There is just so much to go over. But before I do that, just briefly, we do a lot of one-day flash sales, and this will be over tomorrow. I'm going to run it till tomorrow afternoon. We're starting it late in the day. It's a St. Patrick's Day flash sale. And, of course, have a great St. Patrick's Day. I'm going to have a little get-together over at my place tonight with the family. St. Patrick's Day flash sale. Get Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 for 37% off retail at InfoWarsLive.com. We've talked about how iodine was taken out of the food supply and how populations gained as much as 15 IQ points when it was added back in to the salt. Now the newest iodine discovery is being revealed, how iodine works with the gut to promote optimum health. The research is clear. Iodine is key, and now is the time to stock up on the truest, cleanest form that we could ever discover or find. Survival Shield X2 iodine is extracted from 200-million-year-old crystals deep within the earth and tested for absolute purity. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle or bottles of Survival Shield X2 today for 37% off retail before we sell out. And by the way, these items do sell out a lot because it's very hard to procure and produce. And here's the deal. From my experience and research, most people are iodine deficient. And the other types of iodine out there just aren't as absorbable. They have some toxic issues. They give me stomach aches. I'm just looking for better and better iodine to sell and promote. We ended up getting this. And it's been a godsend. No one else has it. Some of the biggest cosmetic producers are trying to get us to sell it to them and all the rest of it. And that is my supplier, but he's decided not to do that at this time. I'm kind of telling him, just go ahead. I don't care. The point is, I just want this stuff to get out there. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and separately, these sell for as much as $8, $9 in stores, but we get them in bulk, and so we sell them for $5. It's the antimicrobial high-tech toothbrush, dual-action flossing bristles, provide superior and complete cleaning, mouth watchers, a better toothbrush for better health. We have them in you know, different soft, medium, hard, you name it. This is now free. This is a bestseller, by the way. Free with a bottle of Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million colloidal silver. Already it's a really good deal at $9.95. Now there's a colloidal silver impregnated, implanted, fortified toothbrush with it. Great for your kids, great for yourself, just absolutely amazing. I've been using it for a few weeks. You know, we've been selling it for a year. I'm like, why didn't I try this? And it's really a great thing that Tim Ferger found and Weldon Henson found and put at InfoWarsStore.com. There's a lot of other items there that you won't find anywhere else as well, a lot of exclusive T-shirts. And I mean, here's the bottom line. These are great products everybody needs, whether it's non-GMO, heirloom seeds, low prices, huge selection, or whether it's Molon Labe T-shirts to promote the Second Amendment, or whether it's books and films and documentaries, or high-quality water filtration systems or shortwave radios, or the best optics out there, or G-Shock watches. This is great stuff everybody needs that's helpful and makes life better, and it's supporting a hardcore organization that is basically fire-breathing when it comes to fighting tyranny. So thank you all for your support and shopping with the good guys. It's an easy equation, an easy decision to make. Next time you need laser sights or optics or just what, there are now thousands of items on the site. Amazing little charger battery sets for your car, the best, latest stuff. It just goes on and on. Dash cams, you know, just on and on and on. Infowarsstore.com, InfowarsLife.com. Bumper stickers at cost. Pocket constitutions at cost. These are Patriot pocket constitutions. They've got quotes and Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, and so much more. 9/11 Inside Job T-shirts, whatever it is out there that you're wanting to get out promoting liberty. This is it. InfowarsStore.com. All right, and please don't forget, 20 people can use each $5.95 monthly membership to InfoWars Nightly News, InfoWarsNews.com. My films, books, everything. If you're a subscriber, you get to see it live, you get to see it first, get higher quality HD versions. It's harder for the system to censor, and 20 people can use each membership for $5.95 a month, InfoWarsNews.com, and your funding is essential. I want to thank you for your support. God bless you. All right, let's go back to Charles in North Dakota. I wanted to get you on with Stone, but I couldn't do it. Recapping, you're a local basic level delegate. You're in the same state as this RNC Rules Committee chairman who's just saying forget the popular vote. What is that like for you to see that and hear that on television so nakedly, and other points you'd like to make?
Well, I mean, like I said before, I'm disgusted by it. The tone in which, you know, and the guile that he had to say that and then not stand up. If he doesn't support that, he should have said that he doesn't support it.
Well, it's very nonchalant. It's very nonchalant. I mean, has he said that he doesn't support what he said yet?
Yeah, and laughed. No, I haven't heard. And like I said, I'm going to go to the convention, and I'm going to go to him and tell him, hey, listen, if you don't support this, then let me. Where's the line that I need to get in with you to sign up so we can stop this kind of stuff? Because our framers of our Constitution did not intend elections to be ran this way. It's ridiculous.
That's right.
And
that's right.
I, you know, the thing about it is too, you know, saying these kinds of things, it's irresponsible because I have a family here. These are the kinds of things that are going to cause social insurrection. It's going to cause this place to explode. I mean, it's going to help light the fuse on something terrible happening.
And really, what about the disconnect it shows that they would openly be on TV and the news selling this, all these weird, creepy men and women up there that run, have stolen the country.
A bunch of sycophants, just like you describe it, Alex. I mean, it's disgusting. And I'm telling you, I'm going to run for district chair here. And listen, I'm a musician. I do music. I actually work with quite a few famous people and do a lot of stuff. Work with some bands. But a lot of people are woken up to this. I'm going to tell you this right now in the business. And I can't do a podcast or none of that, but I do it through music. I've written music that's heavily inspired by you. I mean, my album's called The Soundtrack to a World Falling Apart because that's what it is. And I tell you, we have to stand up and tell people how we feel. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to get involved at the local level here. And I don't think these people realize it here in North Dakota, but there's
that's
a
right.
Section that's here.
They are waking up the sleeping giant. God bless you, Charles. Great points. Crystal in North Carolina, thanks for holding. Then William, Chris, and Brenda. Go ahead, Crystal. Thanks for holding. You're a sweetheart.
Oh, no, thank you, Alex. Thank you for everything you and your team do, and Roger, and Larry Nichols, and everybody. And
well, we're all in this together, so thank you, but we're all in this together, so.
That's right. You guys woke me up last summer, and oh, my God, I am a raving patriot right now.
Well, it's contagious once you find out that a bunch of scum say that they can just run your life and you don't get to vote. I mean, you know, it's not hard to be a patriot when it's so obvious.
Absolutely. I've been waking my friends up. I've been, you know, I've been preaching your show for the last 6 months now. And, you know, it takes, you know, everybody. If you listen to the show, mention it to the strangers you see on the street. I play your podcast loud enough that everybody else can hear when I'm out in public. So Thank you.
That's beautiful. That's how we take down the tyrant. What you're doing is just as important as what I'm doing. That grassroots word of mouth is unstoppable.
And I see it. I see it every day, Alex. And, you know, that guy, Curly, oh, my God. The first thing out of his mouth, what does he say? He wants to blame the mainstream media, the first people to flip everything around. He's like, no, it's you guys.
I mean, is that even a real name? I'm not knocking people with goofy names, but, I mean, is that even a real name, Curly? That's like a gangster name.
I actually looked it up. It might come from Cassidy.
So it might be Cassidy is the short thing of that? I mean, all I know is what he's saying is curling my toes. God bless you, Crystal. Great points. The awakening is here, and it's on. Let's jam in William real quick. Go ahead, William. You have 1 minute.
Yeah, man, before I mention my commentary, I want to definitely plug the products. That toothbrush thing that you have is pretty amazing. I tried one. I actually ordered my second one. My mouth's never felt cleaner than with that thing, so figured I'd mention
it. It's got a lot of silver in it. I mean, it's like bright yellow, and it, like, silver comes off on your teeth. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It's amazing, and so is that little car jump, that jump starter for your car and power station.
I just buy in bulk whatever I go out and research is the best stuff, and my crew does. Stay there. I'm going to have to come back to you since you were plugging some of the products. But, yeah, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. Or I'd be just a radio show with a video cam. And then I couldn't actually show you the clips, have the investigative reports, you know, do all the stuff we do. And the synergy you see where we're breaking international news every day now and really affecting the talking points that are out there and affecting the narrative. I mean,
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Rob Dew's coming up to run Honcho quarterback the fourth hour. I want to go back to your calls here, Chris and William, here in just a second. But I didn't get to this earlier in the show, and I should have, because this just illustrates everything. Trayvon Johnson, and we'll put this article up on screen if we can, burglar's family blames homeowner for shooting. The family of a 17-year-old are furious. The teen was shot and killed by a homeowner police say was protecting her property. You have to look at it from every child's point of view that was raised in the hood. You have to understand, how was he going to get his money to have clothes to go to school? You have to look at it from his point of view. And the left in East Austin, I don't care if it's black, white, whatever, they will not report on teenagers stealing stuff. They have the same view. We've reported on this. Because isn't that what the Democrats and socialists do to begin with? It's all about stealing from somebody else anyways. They're all about stealing. And, I mean, I thought welfare would provide the shoes and the clothes and all the... I mean, I don't buy $200 sneakers. Usually it's the simple ones that are like $30 that are better than the $100 pairs. It's just crazy. Oh, you got to have the Air Jordans made by slaves, you know. But those slaves don't matter. It's only the entitlement that some of your ancestors were slaves, so now you get to be all high and mighty. This is a civilization that's falling, and when it completely falls, it's Road Warrior, folks. You can see it coming. You can feel it in your gut. This place is a time bomb. Let's play the surreal clip.
Homeowner was alerted of the break-in by her security system. With officers already on their way, she rushed home to check things out, and police say she was armed.
She observed a subject exiting the home through the rear.
According to detectives, there was a confrontation and one shot was fired. Johnson was pronounced dead at the hospital.
Hey, what's wrong with her? She did not have to shoot him. It's no reason that she should have waited until after he walked out the yard and tried to shoot him.
Then she called the police already, then why would she shoot him?
Relatives say they don't believe Johnson stole anything from the home, but detectives would not confirm that.
You have to understand, you have to look at it from every child's point of view that was raised in the hood. How he gonna get his money to have clothes to go to school?
And how's he gonna get the $1,000 a tooth gold caps? Now, I've always had great teeth, never really had any cavities or problems, but I finally, from clenching my teeth at night, had one of my big molars disintegrate last year, and I went and got the molar. My dad's retired now, and to get just a porcelain molar was about $1,000, and they said you could have gold, too. It's only $1,200. Oh, so you got to have each tooth like a gold grill. And then this lady, they're not saying racism because it looks like a black neighborhood, bet money it was a black lady defending herself. Because you know it would have been a new Trayvon Martin thing, and it would have been a cracker ass. I actually do love that term. I mean, this is the idiocy of what's going on in this country, and it's what dependency creates. And I see these UT students of every race, color, and creed milling around. They want everything free from Bernie Sanders. I witness it every day, what dependency creates. That's very, very sad. William, thanks for the plug earlier, but now getting to your subject. The Republicans, speaking of thugs... You get shot for breaking into somebody's house, but what happens when you steal the whole country? I guess they make you king, William.
Yeah, that's completely outrageous. But on topic of why I originally called, you know, everyone's taking their masks off, you know. I mean, the DNC, they're ripping off the communist Bernie Sanders, the RNC. You know, all of us Ron Paulers knew that they were corrupt several years ago. They've probably been corrupt for longer than I was even aware. But with Trump, there's even more people. And it's just becoming obvious. So, like, the RNC's taken off the mask. The socialist protesters carrying communist flags are taking off the mask. It's just a time where everyone's taking off the mask. Shills like Glenn Beck and Cruz are being exposed. I mean, it's just that time. The masks are
coming
off.
And I'll say Sean Hannity again, good job. He said he'll leave the Republican Party if they steal the election from Trump. So we're going to find out who's who, the men from the boys here. Absolutely great point. We'll be right back with a couple more phone calls, Chris and others. Fourth hour, straight ahead, InfoWars.com/show.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.